so sad, Andy. I got the message this morning on a text, and it is so sad. I never spoke with Jimmy on, you know, dozens of occasions, but going back to being a player at Blackpool, I was a young player of 16 turning up at Blackpool, and Jimmy was one of them that I didn't really know at the time, but he used to turn up at the training ground on his bike. You know, he's an ex-pro, he's a Blackpool through and through, and he'd come down on his bike and he'd watch us all train, and everyone knew how approachable he was. And to someone that didn't even know him, he'd come and have a chat with us and talk us through the game and how the game's played, and he was superb, lovely fella.
A legend of the game, Colin, but understated in that respect, that he was a very humble man, wasn't he?
He was. He's just an ordinary fella that would go about his business. But as I said before, he was just so approachable. I spoke to quite a lot of people this morning around the office that have been to social events with him, looking, you know, from the FA, and he's been there. And he'll come over to them and he'll have a chat about football. And I've got three or four lads in the building here. They were saying how nice he was, you know, and he took his time out to talk to people that he didn't really need to do. But that was Jimmy, and that was him through and through.
He spoke so wonderfully at the funeral of Sir Tom Finney and at funerals of many of his other teammates and colleagues over the years. And I'm sure if they could give tribute to him today, they'd only be speaking in glowing terms, Colin, because he really was one of football's nice guys, wasn't he?
He was. You can have all the words, can't you? He was a gentleman. He was an ambassador for football. But people talk about people who are legends. And Andy, when I look at someone like Jimmy Harville, he is a legend. There's no doubt about it to me. Whenever anybody from now and prior mention his name, they'll all think of Blackpool Football Club and what he did. And for somebody who played over 600 games for one club, that just doesn't happen anymore. But his passion for Blackpool was just undoubted. He was superb with that.
Loyalty. I suppose in terms of footballers moving back then, it wasn't quite as much as they do these days. But to play that many games for one club can only be admired, can't it?
Yeah, of course it can. And I'm sure he may have had opportunities to move through his career. But again, he wanted to stay at Blackpool. And we all know at Blackpool at the time, thanks to him and the other top players that they had there, they'd become a big club, and they were a really big club, and they were always up there looking for promotion and doing really well. But yeah, he will be sadly missed. I mean, when you think about what he's done from after playing and in management, he's been at the PFA. He's a name at the FA. He's on, as I said, with yourselves at BBC, with Radio 5 Live. Everybody knows Jimmy Harville, and everybody knew who he was. But then I always think they always went back to, we know who Jimmy Harville is, but he's with Blackpool Football Club. And again, Blackpool should be honoured to have his name within that club.